comes home from school, singing merrily. Room is warm, Orcombe Place, house by the sea. And we'll think it all again, so let's keep the fire burning and take in all the sights, like the uncovering of the bodies as the giant.
Diamond Dew by Gorky's Exotic Monkey. Hello folks, good evening. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. A very different show this week because I am coming to you not from Toronto, not from Kingston, but live from Wales, from the UK. We're on the road and I thought that it was only appropriate to start off this week's show with a little bit of Gorky's, one of the best bands from out of Wales. And we're going to have a lot more Welsh music to talk about on the show today, because the reason that I'm in Cardiff is I came down to see one of the best bands that has ever existed, certainly one of the best bands to come out of Wales, Super Furry Animals, who've reunited for the first time in 10 years now, and it's just brought back so many memories for so many people. And I'll have a guest joining us on the show and we'll be talking all about that. But if you're tuning in for the first time and you have no idea what's going on over here, let me clue you in. It's now 8 p.m. You're listening to CFRC Radio, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca if you're listening from anywhere in the world. We're based out of Kingston, Ontario, but you can listen in from wherever. And I'm coming to you from one part of wherever. My name is Rue. This show is called The Yellow Brick Road. We bring you the best new music out of the UK and Ireland. And that's what we're going to be doing today. There's a lot of great stuff I've got for you on the show. We're giving away some tickets. We're going to be joined by a guest and we'll have a live session that I'm very excited about. And, you know, we've just got some new music to talk about as well. We've had some of our friends go out to gigs. Cece and Fig were out at Wunderbar's show in Toronto last week and they had a little interview with the guys. And that'll be coming for you soon as well. But where do we begin? Let's start with some brand new music. This is not music from Wales, but we'll get to that eventually. We have a new album from Bloc Party. It's an album called Anatomy of a Brief Romance. And they have a new single from it called Coming On Strong. They'll be in North America soon. They're going on tour with Muse this summer. And then they've got headline shows in Europe in the fall. Or in the autumn, as I should say, now that I'm in the right place to say autumn rather than fall. But yeah, go check out the album. I'm going to be playing us a new single, Coming On Strong. And then I'll play us something new from Lava LaRue, whose new EP just came out. It's called Do You Know Everything, which, as a fun fact, as they said, abbreviates to Dyke. But they have a new song called Scratches on it that I'm going to play for you. And they say it was one of those songs that unlocked a new tone in my voice. It was the first time I really let my vocals be unpolished sitting in between, you know, not overly stylized, just feeling everything in the moment. And they have some new collaborators and friends joining them on the EP. They say, it's still my story, but I'm writing it with people who've become an important part of the DNA as well. It's more like a band now. We're forming a collective language. So you can find Lava LaRue on Bandcamp, lavalarue.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with a bit of Block Party. This is Coming On Strong on CFRC Radio.
Darling,
Scratches by Lava LaRue. Welcome back to the show, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I'm your host, Rue, and we've been listening to some new releases that have come out this week. Lava LaRue's Scratches, part of their latest EP, Do You Know Everything? And some music from Bloc Party coming on strong from their upcoming album, Anatomy of a Brief Romance. We've got some really cool stuff coming up for you on the show, folks. We were joined this week by the Irish shoegaze band New Dad. They were in town playing a show at Toronto's Danforth Music Hall. And I caught up with the band's singer and guitarist and lyricist, Julie Dawson. We went over to Cops Records, which is a really cool independence shop that's almost next to the Danforth. We hung out there. We photographed them a little bit. Well, only Julie. I got to talk to her about everything that's been happening with the band of late and kind of their career so far. They started out just before lockdown. They were sort of making music locally. They got signed to a major label, Atlantic Records, all of this still during lockdown. And it started to really blow up for them. They've been on tour all around the world. They had a moment with their debut album, Madra, where it really started blowing up in China quite a bit, and people took that really iconic album artwork from the album, which is kind of like a smashed porcelain doll face or something of that sort, and they started reinterpreting it in their own way, and that took the band out east. They toured over there. They've played venues in Shanghai and in Beijing, and it's just kind of been getting bigger and bigger for them since. They released their second album, Alter, a little while ago as well, and from there it's just sort of, they played Coachella this year. They were very well received, and lately they've put out some new music. They released a single called Kick the Curb, and they've gone independent. And I got to talk to Julie about all this stuff and about the themes on Alter and all of that. We talked about all this stuff in Cops Records. Thanks so much to Cops for having us as well, for hosting us for this interview. Also, we recorded the band set as they played at the Danforth Music Hall that night, and we're going to be bringing you three songs from their set. So you'll be hearing a song called Something's Broken, you'll be hearing Heavyweight and Misery, all from the album Alter. And very, very excited for you to be listening to that. So that's coming up for you after 9 o'clock. Find them at newdadofficial.bandcamp.com. All right, now we've got another interesting thing coming up for you guys on the show. Last week, as you might remember, we went and we saw The Cribs, and I was just really hit by how many indie kids there were. You forget that it wasn't as niche as, the press made it out to be. It really feels like a lot more when there are 500 indie kids in a room on a weeknight in Toronto. And it's certainly not the end of the summer of indie music that seems to have taken on, Broken Social Scene are back. They've just released an album and they're on the most Toronto indie tour possible this summer, with Metric and Stars supporting them. And both Metric and Broken Social Scene have just released albums. We'll be seeing, like I said, Bloc Party supporting Muse this summer. And Vampire Weekend's Rostam Batmanglij is also going on tour soon. He's going to be playing first in Vancouver on the 5th of June, if you're there. But more importantly, on the 15th of June, he'll be playing at the Opera House in Toronto. And I have a pair of tickets for you guys on the show this week. So you can go see him in Toronto on the 15th of June at the Opera House. And like I've said before, I want to make our giveaways fun. Thank you to everyone who took part in our Black Country New Road giveaway. That's now closed, of course. But we had a lot of fun meeting you and your besties. This time, because Rostam recently put out a song on his new album called Like a Spark, we're asking what song of Rostam's has lit a spark in you. Rostam has worked with some incredible artists over the years, from founding Vampire Weekend, of course, to working with Hamilton Lietthauser from The Walkman, to his latest single being a collaboration with Claro. So there's a lot of fun stuff to choose from. You can get in touch with us on email the show at yellowbrickroad@gmail.com, or you can just tag us on Instagram or send a message, do whatever. Let us know which of Rostam's songs has lit a spark in you, and I'll pick someone to give away tickets to by the end of next week. So get involved. And now I'm going to play some new music for you guys. Like I said, this week's show is coming from Wales. So what better way to start off than with some music by some incredible Welsh artists? And we'll be talking a lot more about that coming up soon, because I'll have a guest, some friends of the show will be joining us to chat a little bit about, Welsh music, and in particular about the Super Furry Animals, who we went to see last night. But first, let's have some new music. I'm going to play some music from Lemfrek. incredible past winner of the Welsh Music Prize. This is his first new release since then. It's a single called Post Lock Clarity. He's announced a new mixtape called Cryogenics as well that's going to be coming out soon. He says Post Lock Clarity is about the moment after you realize you've dodged something that could have ruined you, but you still feel pulled back towards it anyway. It's a reminder that you're your own worst enemy sometimes, and that's okay. The EP, he says, is going to be focusing on identity, self-reflection, and inner conflict. You can find him at Lemfrek, spelled LEMFRECK.com. Then I have some new music from one of my favorite new bands coming out of Bristol. It's a band called My First Time. They've just released their self-titled EP. This band pulls some very different and eclectic influences together. They were doing an interview in which they mentioned that their guitarist grew up on Metallica and My Chemical Romance. Their drummer is a fan of 21 Pilots. One of them used to be a One Directioner. I mean, what's the story behind used to be? I don't know. Other bands that they say they're really fond of and artists include Sabrina Carpenter, Kraftwerk, Gary Numan, Blood Orange, Kate Bush. Very interesting band, and the music they make is a little bit more in the sort of social commentary dance punk space. It goes really hard. I'm going to play you a song from it. You can find them at My First, spelled like number one, ST, time.bandcamp.com. EP's called My First Time, and I'm going to be playing us the song Celebrity. And then lastly, new music from Georgia Smith. She's got a new song called Price of It All that she's recorded for Riz Ahmed's new Amazon Prime series called Bait. The song called Price of It All. Let's get started with Lemfrek. This is Post Lock Clarity on CFRZ Radio.
I'm so glad you called. Been on my mind all day. Could we get involved? I'll come through any time and place. Been here before, let's find a way. Promise I can't keep, but to what you fold would bring me to my knees, oh babe. I'll give you what you need to stay. So please, gravity stop me from falling. My heart or my mind has me moving like I'm blind. See how you got me here crawling. Back to what I thought I'd live. It's my day you call. Can't you just let me breathe? Look at what you called me. Now I need to leave, so please stop looking at me differently. Yeah, yeah. Wish I could've told myself just to stay strong. I could've told myself, myself, should never be believed. Then you just wanna see me bleed. Gravity stopped me from falling. My heart on my mind has me moving like I'm blind. See how you got me here crawling. Back to what I thought I'd left.
Sleep with a celebrity. I'm not afraid to die today. I could have chose somebody else to love. Give me the gun, I'll take the blame and cover up your darker shade of blood. I'll feel the rain and turn the pain into gold, and that's just the price of it all. That's just the price of it all. It's written on. It's safe to say that I've ignored the warnings. You're treacherous, impetuous, you're gorgeous. I'll take your hand and close my eyes. A parody of paradise in love. I fought the rain and turned the pain into cold, and that's just the price of it all. That's just the price of it all. It's
George Smith with Price of It All. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We just heard some new music from Lemfrek, from a band called My First Time, and from George Smith. Now, we've been talking about Wales, about Welsh music. One of the reasons why is because Focus Wales has happened recently, which is a really cool exchange festival. There are a lot of Canadian artists at this festival. So you may have heard a lot of our local bands talking about it as well. But while I didn't go to the festival, I am joined by two friends who have been to the festival. So firstly, welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, Jazz and Nathan.
Hello, Shumai.
Hello, Shumai.
Shumai, chi'n iawn?
Iawn, iawn, diolch. Bach o blino, bach o blino. We had an intense night.
We certainly had an intense night. Why did we have an intense night, Nathan?
Oh, well, I mean, we've only just seen the best band in the world ever. Not, you know, not only in Wales, but just in the world.
Yeah, we went to see Superfree Animals last night. And we'll be talking a lot about them after. But you guys, you've got your head back after the Superfrees. Are you recovering?
Just about.
Just about, eh?
Well, I mean, how can you recover from that, though? Like, I'm just completely, we've had our socks blown off, I think, you know? It's just been absolutely incredible. I still can't believe it's happened.
It's definitely surreal.
We're going to talk so much more about Superfrees soon. But you guys have also been to Focus Wales last year, haven't you?
Yeah, we went last year. It was really good. Really interesting and a great way to introduce yourself into new artists. But also, I think what is great about Focus Wales is really they try and make it sort of like an international thing, gateway for new artists to get discovered, like not just in Wales, but also globally, which I think is really good. Like, we need more festivals like that for sure.
Yeah, showcase festivals, I feel, are some of the best ones. Did you have any highlights from last year? Any favourite acts that you saw, whether they were emerging or established ones?
I remember seeing Mace the Great. I thought he was really cool. And also seeing Morgan Elwy,
who we played on the show last week, who does almost like dub Cymraeg, like Welsh language dub and reggae.
Jack of all trades when it comes to taking inspiration from Jamaican music, for sure.
And how's the festival experience, like just being there for a few days and just like immersing yourself in the music? Because like this happens out in Wrexham, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really loved how very relaxed the whole atmosphere was, and everything was completely accessible and quite easy to find. And yeah, there were just gigs all over the place, so you could just pick and choose what you wanted to go to. And it was lovely to kind of explore Wrexham as a city as well, because I'd never been before. So on top of being at a festival, it was also like learning about Wrexham as well.
It was multiple venues as well, so you had like some indoor stages, some outdoor stages, some like sort of like improv stages where it's like, you know, sort of built there on the spot, which I thought was quite cool. Some stages like in pubs. And then they had the set, like they had like an add-on festival inside, like a film festival as well, showcased some new Welsh film and also brought back some Welsh classics.
It sounds like a great weekend all in all. And while you guys didn't get to go this time, obviously we're preparing for some really big upcoming shows in town. I think I want to play as some artists who did the festival this year. And we kind of talked about them. So I'm going to maybe ask you what you think about some of these. So one is the band Lime Garden. They're from, I think, Brighton. And they've kind of been getting really big lately. They released their second album called Maybe Not Tonight. And it's just like such a fun dance punky album. And they've got all these songs on it about basically like growing up and like kind of adulting on hard mode, if you will. But they do it in a really fun and funky way. And they were at Focus Wales this year, and I wanted to play a song of theirs from the album called Cross My Heart. And we were listening to it, and it had the kind of like glitchy, like rave-ish elements, but it was also like really good riffs and really catchy. What did you guys make of it?
I really liked they had some like really catchy, sort of gimmicky sound effects and just catchy. And then again, if it's also probably like relatable to a lot of people, especially people who are perhaps struggling with adulting, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, I found the song really unique for this generation. I was really impressed. And I loved how it's kind of angry, sarcastic lyrics kind of juxtaposed with the really kind of cheerful instrumentation.
Those are always so much fun. And I think all of us have to go and listen to the album. It's called Maybe Not Tonight. And you can find them at limegarden.bandcamp.com. They're also a band that I'm pretty sure you guys are going to go see live at some point. But the next band I want to play are a band that you have seen live, Chroma.
We saw them at the Welsh Music Prize 2 years ago, I think it was. Welsh Music Prize 2024. It was a short set, but they packed a punch, and they sure, like, they gave it their all for, like, considering they only played 3 songs. So they're very energetic, and well done them for being shortlisted.
Yeah. And well done and congratulations to them as well, because they've just released a new album. It's called 25 Forever. And I'm going to play a song from it called Coal Miner's Daughter. And it seems to be quite like a historical song as well, because they kind of finished the song on the line, remember Abervan. So it's like kind of about like the Abervan disaster and everything. It's called Coal Miner's Daughter. You can find it on their record labels page, alkapop.bandcamp.com. The album is called 25 Forever. They also, like we said, played Focus Wales. And then another band at Focus Wales was a fusion artist from Wales mixing different cultures called Paned Eni. And they take their name from Paned, which is basically kappa in Welsh, and Adeni, a kind of tea from Yemen. So it's sort of meant to be this collaboration of cultures. I'm going to play a song called Atamana. And we heard a little bit of it before, right? What did you guys think of it?
I have got to say, this is probably the artist, from what I've heard, which I'm most impressed with. And I have to admit, I'm a little bit disappointed to have missed out, because I feel like this is like right up my alley. I would have, if I'd seen these people, especially coming in, like I have no idea about who they are or what type of music they make. I'm sure I would have absolutely enjoyed them. I love that sort of like fusion between art and culture. Yeah, it sounds incredible.
Definitely the combination of more traditional Eastern music with Welsh language is incredible to hear.
I should say, for anybody who's wondering what to expect, they combine a bit of like Welsh folk music with like English pop music, and also with a little bit of Middle Eastern and Arabic melodies, and they sound really good doing it. So if you want to check out their work, you can find them on their website, Paned Eni, spelled PanedEni.com. I'm going to play us the song Atmana. Lastly, I have a band that I'm really excited about that I found on the Focus Wales lineup. They're a band from Beijing. They're a post-punk band. They're called Kyo Yoko. And we saw a performance of theirs online. We saw them do a song called Postman. And it's not Postman as in like the postie, but Postman as in a man who is post-punk, a man who is post-everything. And it's just, they are insane and so much fun. You see them kind of like crowding around a table almost, where they've got their synths set up. And it's like their singer is in one corner with his guitar, which he's occasionally playing and going really hard and heavy on. And he's like banging away on his synths. And the rest of them are also doing the same. And it just looks like so much fun that I want everyone to go find this band and follow them. I should tell you, they have a Bandcamp page, KYOYOKO. KyoYoko.bandcamp.com. They have a debut album called Mirror Chamber that came out last year that you can go and listen to. What did you guys make of them, Jazz and Nathan?
I thought that they were very, very fresh.
You can have artists at the same festival ranging from Paned Eni doing their more traditional music to this like outright nuttery that bands like Kyo Yoko bring. And it's not limited to just an area. It's a showcase of really cool talent from all around the world. I should also say, for our listeners listening in, there were a lot of bands that we really love on the show who are like Canadian artists who were there as well. You had artists like Piss who went down really, really well at the festival. So I guess we should say, good job, Focus Wales. They always curate such a good lineup. So consider this our Focus Wales showcase in a way. We're going to play you Lime Garden, Chroma, Paned Eni and Kyo Yoko. So let's get started off with Lime Garden. This is Cross My Heart on CFRC Radio.
Cross my heart and hope to die. Yeah, I don't even know why, but I did it. Ooh, I did it. Left you in the high tide with a tear falling out my eye. Yeah, I did it. Ooh, babe, I did it. I did it.
Every passerby
Man by Kyo Yoko. Welcome back to the Gilbert Road, folks. We had a little bit of a Focus Wheel showcase over there. Played some artists that played at the festival. Of course, there were so many other incredible artists that I couldn't get to. But we listened to Lime Garden, Chroma, Panedeni, and Kyo Yoko, all really incredible artists. And that was great. But of course, the reason that I'm here in Cardiff this weekend is because Super Furry Animals, one of Wales's finest bands, band that started in the 90s, that sort of came from the underground punk scenes of the 1980s and kind of made their way up to becoming one of the best known, best selling, most iconic bands to come out of Wales in the 90s and the zeros. You know, they signed with Creation Records in the 90s, the label that they shared with artists like Oasis, with My Bloody Valentine, Primal Scream, and they just kind of went on to be one of those bands that changed what contemporary Welsh music sounded like and like firmly put it into a very kind of modern space. They blend classic 60s pop melodies, a lot of psychedelia, the Beatles from like Beach Boys and all other kinds of really harmonic, beautiful music with a lot of alternative rock, and they have like really heavy solos at times and a lot of like really good rock energy. But then what sets Super Furries apart is that they were also at the same time incredible ravers, having been part of like a rave scene in the early 90s in Cardiff, where they would like throw these legal raves and just turn up the electronic music and just go all night until 6 a.m. And somehow all of this culminated in them becoming this band, Super Furry Animals, by the mid-90s. And it's been a real incredible journey for them, but they made 9 incredible albums and then decided to call it a day back in 2009-2010. And since then, it's kind of been, you know, when are the Super Furries coming back? They've all been really busy, of course, doing other incredible solo work. They did a small reunion back in 2016, and it kind of coincided with the Euros and became like this really big cultural moment for Wales. And when that stopped, people kind of thought that we were done. Like, you can't really top Super Furries 2016. So it felt almost like a great bonus and a real surprise when they announced earlier this year that the Super Furry Animals were going to be reuniting. And of course, when that announcement happened, I just knew I had to be there for when the home shows happened in Cardiff. And that's why I'm speaking to you from Cardiff tonight, because Jazz, Nathan and I were at the show last night. We saw Super Furry Animals at the Utilita Arena in Cardiff, and it was one of, I want to say, the most life-changing experiences we've had to see a band like that live. Did you guys make it out okay?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know. I feel like I've, you know, left the Utilita Arena like a completely changed person.
I feel like one of the first things that happened is, you know, when they walk on stage, for the last 10 years, we've sort of seen them as Griff Rhys, as like the rest of the band solo, as Das Coolies, in all these other projects that they've been working on. And when they first came out on stage, it looked like, oh, there's Griff, there's Banff, there's Dav, and all these guys are like separate individuals. There's Kian on the keys. And then slowly as the show went on, I felt like they almost became new people. Like, they became the Super Furry Animals. They stepped back into something that was maybe left 20 or 30 years behind. And it started to feel like no time had passed at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've definitely had to dust off the old costumes and props and all that. And I suppose it's getting back into that mindset. And it was almost as if, like, they had to get used to it themselves, transforming back into the Super Furry Animals. And, you know, not just being Griff, Banff, Dav, Gitto and Kian, or, you know, Das Coolies or Griff on his own. Like, this is actually the Super Furry Animals back together.
Yeah, this time they had the famous Yeti costumes. They brought out the Power Rangers helmet. Griff came out wearing high-vis at one point. They committed with the, like, costumes. I mean, the first thing that we saw when they walked on stage was Griff holding a giant inflatable mobile phone for the song Wherever I Lay My Phone Is Home. That's how they opened the set. And I think we kind of knew that they were in for the whole ride.
Well, it must feel like you're back in the 90s again for people. people who experience that.
Mm-hmm. The thing that makes Super Furry so unique is the way they slowly build these pop songs into complete all-out rave bangers. And to witness that live was so exciting, to see everyone just kind of like arms in the air. How was the vibe in the crowd for you guys?
Absolutely incredible. I feel incredibly lucky to have been part of that crowd, because the amount of gig videos I've watched and just been absolutely envious to not be partying with them, and I finally got to do it. I don't want to stop.
I love that you described it as partying with SFA, because that's basically what it was. That's, it was all of us was, yeah, partying with them yesterday. They played all the hits, the bangers, Golden Retriever. Everyone went crazy for songs like that. Then they threw back to older ones like Something for the Weekend. And I feel like whether it's 1995 or 2003, people loved all the songs. For Mountain People, at one point, you know, the crowd brought out a Wales flag, which seemed very appropriate given the sort of themes of the song about like gentrification and taking produce and like, you know, selling it out in towns far away, all that kind of stuff, which really resonated with people. It was like perfect for a homecoming show, wasn't it?
Definitely. And I feel like as well, Plaid winning the election recently is definitely an incredibly, not really patriotic, but a celebration of Welsh culture.
This local election, it's been scary. And I know that they, like the Super Furry Animals as well, have been pushing people in Wales to vote and to vote out fascism, and to make sure that Wales stays, you know, beautiful and open and welcome to all.
And I think one of the other songs that really leans into that, one of Super Furry's most political songs, is in fact The Man Don't Give a which is also the song that like is pretty much their signature song, one of their most iconic songs. That's, I feel like, another song where it becomes this big party as well. And, you know, they come out in the Yeti costumes. They leave Kian on stage as the rest of the band walk out one by one. And then they dress up, they come back. They have this whole moment, like, with the Yeti feet out and with all the hair and, like, the, you know, the furry costumes and stuff. And it's just, like, this glorious moment that kind of, I think, reminds you why they're one of the best to do it, because they're such a creative, inventive band in so many other ways as well, apart from just the music. And I think that's the point where everyone just goes home so satisfied and feeling like this was a magical experience. Were there any other highlights for you guys?
I mean, it was interesting to see new visuals and obviously new collaborations with long-term and newer artists. People come to see the Yeti suits and they come to see the helmets and having tributes to Pete Fowler's art whilst also just making something new with it as well.
I think just the range of songs they played, and they still sound so modern now, which is incredible.
This is the 30th anniversary of their debut album, Fuzzy Logic, but it's also the 20th anniversary of their 2005 album, Lovecraft. So we got songs from over the 10-year period. There were lots of hits in there. You know, the band really seemed to create this timeless space. And I wish we could take you to the show and kind of, you know, help you, our listeners, also experience that. But I do have the next best thing for us. And that is, we're going to play a part of a live session that the band recorded for Hugh Stevens' Six Music Show, which aired this week on Wednesday. So I'm going to play us their performance of Hello Sunshine from there, because it's a song that everybody, I think even in North America, people know and love that song. I just want to give us a small shout out to the openers. We're not going to have time to talk about them too extensively, but they had first Melin Melin, a local band from Wales, sing bilingually, also have really cool like psychedelic music, pop melodies, indie music, and very working class lyrics. And they come out, you know, dressed in these color coordinated jumpsuits. It's almost like sailor's outfit mixed with like a postie's outfit. They look very well put together and like a band. And so just shout out to Melin Melin. I'm going to just tell you about their album Mill on the Hill. And you can go check them out. Spell their name MelinMelyn.bandcamp.com. And shout out, of course, to Get Down Services, the second opener on the bill, who some of you may have seen in Toronto because they played a show at the Garrison last month in April. Incredible band. They are a lot of radio presenters on Six Music, like Steve Lamacq's favorite artist, and we really saw why. because they put on such a fun performance. They're so irreverent, and so they are the coolest band on the planet. So you should go check them out as well. They'll be supporting Super Furries on a number of their other dates in June and July as well. So if you are coming for them, you know, go early, see them. But I'm going to leave us with SFA with Hello Sunshine from their sixth music session for Hugh Stevens. And then when we come back, we'll be joined by the incredible New Dad in Session, Julie talking to us, and three songs from the band set at the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto this month. Thanks so much for joining us. That'll be me, Jazz, and Nathan leaving you now. So thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you so much.
Dioch.
Dioch.